برنامج اس بي اس بشان اطرايا ما تخنوا التنايه بالزوده على sbs.com.au/assyrian. نمتن خبيبه شبتت الى بتايا ارباب كانون قمايا انا جبيات متوى محلايه جو اغدانت نيو ساوث ويلز وبخواشه جبيات متوى محلايه مدينه فيرفيلد تلاشيك في خامنيان رابا جورا من مخشخين كانديدتس قد هاوي كانسلرز مقروان عشمي وخسامة جورا منه من بني ملتا من عمان الدين بخيانة يوم ديتة فيرفيلد بلي ما صخ أودخت بقياتي عم كله أن مخشخي سبب ضدانا إينا ودلن تبقياتي عم مخشخي قا كورسيا ات مير ات مديتة فيرفيلد أني تري مني إينا ميقرأ فرانك كاربوني أو تقيلي مير تقائم وميقرأ جورج بارشا أو تقيلي مخشخة اتجبت بلاخي ين ليبر بارتي قات هاوي مير اتنمديتا مقروة قطوغن هدية تبقت تويدالا عم يقرأ جورج بارشا قد خزق مودي لميزلتي ين كامبين دي قا داها جابيتا George, welcome to SBS Assyrian program. First, to those who don't know you, who is George Barsha?
My name is George Barsha. I am the Labour candidate for Fairfield City Council, mayoral position for this coming election on the 4th of December 2021. I migrated from Lebanon in 1986 to Fairfield, and I resided in Wetherill Park, and I've been then there since ever. My father is the originally Lebanese, and my mom is Assyrian Catholic from Iraq, from Mosul.
From Mosul.
From Mosul, yes.
And you were born in Lebanon.
I was born in Lebanon, and I've been here since 1986.
Mm. And from your mother's side, how much Assyrianism you have in your blood? Well, I know it's 50%.
No, it's more than 50%. I know they say you belong to the father. But yeah. Look, I was in my mom's tummy for 9 months, so I have more blood from her tummy than my father, isn't it?
Quite right.
Unfortunately, I lost my dad when I was 7.
So more
with my mom. My mom brought me as a dad and a father. Uh-huh. So that's why I actually have more ties with the Assyrian people. You know, I know that I don't speak the Assyrian because also my mom was born in Lebanon because my grandfather fled Iraq in the First World War.
For many decades, George, you have been involved in local, state, and even federal politics. Can you elaborate a bit more on your profile?
Yeah, so when I came to Australia, I graduated as a civil structural engineer, and I worked in my field for a long time. And during my studies at university, I joined the Labour Party. And then I got involved with all the politicians in our local area here from the Labour Party people. And the reason actually I joined the Labour Party because the platform is for the working families, and we're not well off. So when we came here, we just just surviving. We worked and made ourselves by ourselves.
Yes.
So this is why I support the Labour Party, because the platform is supporting their working families. When I came to Australia, I bought a house in Wetherill Park, and we stayed there. And I got involved with all the locals here, and worked with them very closely. The churches, the Assyrian Church, the Chaldean Church, the Melkite Church. So I was working very closely with the churches and helping them getting a project through the state and federal offices. So I work with Chris Bowen, the member for McMahon, part-time, and also work with Guy Zingari, the member for Fairfield on the state level. I used to work before Guy, I used to work for the Prospect MP that located in Smithfield, Dr. Hugh McDermott. Through that time, I was helping people to solve the problems with the housing and fines, council issues through the state that goes to the council as well. Through the federal, I used to help them through their issues with Centrelink, immigration, and things like that. I've been working in the council for a while before, like as not as an employee, I was elected. So I was elected in 2012 till 2016. And I was a deputy mayor from 2013 to 2014. The certain issues that I think should be solved, and especially now with the COVID financial crisis that we have in the area, that made it harder for working families and made it harder for local business, small businesses in the area. This is also my aim to look at this. We have few old projects that when I was in council, today they're not solved. I know they implemented one or two stages of the projects, but they never completed the projects for a lack of funding from the state government or the federal government or even the local council that did not contribute enough to finalize the projects.
George, considering your experience, your expansive experience working in the council, being a deputy mayor, being councillor, and being as a professional or your profession as civil engineer, what can you bring to the council? What can you give the Fairfield community?
If I win the election, I become the mayor. Now, due to the COVID crisis, the financial crisis, we're going to seize the raise in rates until the financial crisis eased and people are back to normal, businesses are back to normal. And we're going to make a partnership with local schools and local businesses and also local TAFE to try and provide some apprenticeship for young people, because we have the highest unemployment rates in New South Wales, actually. And this is like due to the migration and refugees that come here. And some of them, they don't have they have the language barrier. And we have to help them to settle properly and have a future, especially the young ones. The businesses are suffering badly. A lot of the businesses, local businesses here, small businesses, they like family members helping and also small corporations. So they have their family members, and due to their family members being helping, so they're not employed by the firm. They're just helping. So they lost they missed the grants that was provided by the state government because they're not employees, you know, and they ended up losing money. They won't even be able to pay the rents of the premises. We have problems, like I told you, previous projects like the Balding Street roundabout. They done one or two stages of it, but never finalized it. As from my experience as an engineer, that roundabout may be more suitable to have a signalized roundabout. And when I say signalized roundabout, I'm not saying traffic light, but signalized roundabout will reduce the flow for people to get through all the time. It's like now they implemented on the freeways. If you go on the freeways now, you see there is a light. They give you 1 second, 2 seconds. You go in, then the stop, then the green, red. And it's the most safest way to solve this roundabout problem.
It's a terrible roundabout, that one. Is the
That's right. This roundabout, in the last 3 years, they had 62 accidents. Yeah. Out of the 62 accidents, 40% of them, they had injury, and 30% of that 40, there was serious injuries.
Mm.
So, and we got these young people and new arrivals, they cannot drive through that roundabout, and it's going to cause a death. And hopefully nothing happens, and then everyone was going to regret that. You know, the money's there. The government can afford to pay $200,000-$300,000 to put signalized roundabout there, and that will avoid a major accidents in that spot.
Okay.
We got also the hospital issue. When I was in council, I advocated for the hallway that was used to be the emergency room, which is like 1 meter and a half, and one goes with a broken arm, he comes out with the flu because it's too close to each other.
Mm.
They paid a little bit of money and they extended a little bit, still not sufficient. And for the last 3 years after they extended it, or maybe even 4 years, in the budget of the state budget, The Fairfield Hospital got zero. Zero for services, zero for maintenance, zero for anything. And this hospital is the main hospital for Fairfield, LGA. I don't understand why we've been neglected. And I already brought that to the attention of the opposition leader. If they get in government, we need the assistance for this facilities. Now, like I said to you, what I'm going to bring as well is my connection and my relation with the Labour MPs in the area. The Labour MPs in the area, they've been here for a long, long time, and this is a very dominated Labour area. If all the local government and the federal government and the state government are from the same party, everyone knows the advocation for the community to achieve more is easier and faster.
Okay. Last question, George. You just mentioned that Fairfield is a Labour area.
Labour-dominated area.
Yes.
Right.
For decades, Fairfield City Council was dominated by members of a Labour Party. But in the past three elections, we saw a decline in Labour dominance and a swing towards independence. What are your thoughts about Labour chances this time?
Look, it's not about the Labour brand in the area. It's just about certain issues that occurred within the Labour Party. And if you're aware that the mayor is a former Labour mayor. Mm. So the former Labour mayor has been become an independent mayor because people know him previously as Labour. Maybe we're still losing votes because of that. So it just have to be clarified that he's not the Labour mayor. He's not the Labour candidate. And then the people will have the say. You know, the Labour candidate is myself, has been nominated for the Labour position as a mayor at the moment. And I don't think we lost any Labour voters in the area because it's only confusion. The state and federal and in the area on for five seats. We still achieved very well in the Labour Party in here. Hopefully, people now that's been more exposed that the Labour Party candidate is myself. Maybe we'll pick up some votes back from the people that were confused. The other thing is that, to just clarify it again, in the last election, the Labour council or the Labour candidate, she achieved more in primary votes than the independent. But because the independent did not have any preferences on their ticket at that stage, even from the Green, it was going to the independent for some reason. I don't know why. That's why the independent just got ahead of the Labour by 200 votes. Yeah. So we can still do it, you know, and we can still prove that the Labour voters here are still strong and believe in us and our platform. Because these people here in our area, they all, 80, 90% of them, they're all working families. They all work hard. You know, the essential workers, they work and pay the taxes, and they want a good representation. The representation that will, the spending will go across the board of the city, not just the specific suburb in the city. At the moment, specific suburbs is benefiting from the ratepayers' money. If I get into government, if I get into council, if I'm the mayor, the spending of the ratepayers' money will be across the suburb of the city. I have a lot to achieve for the community, and I'm not here for any agenda. I'm not here to take pictures, to be on TV. I want to be delivering to the community. My aim is to deliver to the community.
Well, George Barsha, Labour candidates for the mayoral seat of Fairfield City Council. Thank you very much for your time, and we wish you all success in these elections.
Thank you, Ninos, and I hope all the best for you, for your program. It's very informative for a lot of our community here, and they're waiting for your program all the time. I always wish you all the success. Thank you for you and for your staff as well. شاركونا عودنا لقبتها تبعونا لنا على SBS بريشانا عطرايا برخة فيسبوك.